Good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's also the name of this program. You can hear it every Sunday at this time on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. This is a program of music that was popular in the years before rock and roll. These were the popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great songs and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and I'm sitting in this week for David Peel, who is your regular host on this program. And these are songs that I've heard before. Maybe you've heard them too. Even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour? Listen to some really nice music, and we will hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today, in anticipation of next Saturday, which is Valentine's Day, we are going to listen to some really nice love songs. Now, you could say that popular music is all about love, and you'd be right. And today is not going to be any exception to that. We're going to listen to some truly lovely songs, sung by great singers, written by great songwriters, and they're going to be telling us about their experiences with the tender feeling. And we're going to start, actually, where we left off last week, with one more number written by Ray Noble and sung by Al Boley, with Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra from 1932, singing Love is the Sweetest Thing.
Happiness to everything as love goes for you. Love is the strangest thing, no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love goes for you. Hearts may desire, whatever life may send. This is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest, yet the latest thing I own. Hope that fate may bring love story to you. Love is the sweetest thing. Thank you.
You've been listening to Al Boley with the Ray Noble New Mayfair Orchestra singing Love is the Sweetest Thing. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And today we are listening to love songs. Well, so far as love goes, we're going to begin at the beginning today, when boy and girl meet each other. Now, back in the, from the 20s to the 50s, back then, it was a bit of an illusion that it was the boy who instigated romance, and, well, it's not quite the same now, and I suspect it wasn't really always the rule then. But nobody really seemed to mind, and we're going to go along with it today, and we're going to start with the boys. Boy meets girl. And in the 1930s, there were a lot of moviegoers watching the romance between Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald, which was set against the magnificent scenery of Quebec in Indian Love Call. They saw and they heard Nelson Eddy as Sergeant Bruce of the Mounties declaring his love for Jeanette MacDonald while paddling a canoe across a lake against a gorgeous sunset. That's pretty heady stuff, I think, and today, while we can't see him, we're going to hear him doing just that with his number, Rosemarie. And then following him, we'll hear from another famous baritone, Bing Crosby, who is lamenting for us today in a rather tender number called I Can't Begin to Tell You How Very Tongue-Tied He Feels Around His New True Love. It's a little difficult to believe, perhaps, given the smooth and easy Crosby personality that we saw and heard in movies and TV. But I think most of us have been struck dumb once or twice in our lifetime by the closeness of the beloved, so we'll take his word for it. And he's accompanied on this one by Carmen Cavallaro on the piano, and that's from 1945. And third, we're going to hear another lovely voice, Tony Bennett, with a very familiar tune from the musical Kismet, Stranger in Paradise. This song was based on a melody by Borodin, and Tony singing here with an orchestra conducted by Percy Faith, and he's accompanied with by the Ray Charles Singers, and that's from 1953. So let's get ready for Boy Meeting Girl, and here is Nelson Eddy.
Divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemarie, I love. Let ever live by joy. I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you. Whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended. You care, won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for. but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no
was Tony Bennett, the lovely tones of Tony Bennett telling us he's a stranger in paradise. Before him, we heard Bing Crosby with I Can't Believe, Begin to Tell You. And first of all, we heard Nelson Eddy with Rose Marie from the movie Indian Love Call. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. And today, looking forward to Valentine's Day, we are listening to Love Songs. Well, we've listened to how boys meet the girls, and now we're going to turn to the ladies and hear from girls meeting boys. Ladies were no less vocal than their boyfriends, and they are just as lyrical about their feelings. And we're going to hear selections from three of them, all fairly different in style, and the numbers are fairly different in style, too. But certainly the idea is the same, and we can hear that the men in their lives are probably not the only ones who have discovered that falling in love might not be too bad an idea. And first we're going to hear, start with a Cole Porter number from his musical Born to Dance, recorded in 1936. We're going to hear from Frances Langford, who is finding it very easy to fall in love with the man of her dreams. She'll be singing for us Easy to Love. We'll follow that with quite a different approach to expressing your feelings. Martha Tilton with the Benny Goodman Quartet is going to tell us about her new love, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. This was a song written by Ray Noble, who we heard from last week, and that's a recording with the Benny Goodman Quartet from 1938. We'll finish up with a song from the South Pacific, recording from 1949. This is the original Broadway production. Rodgers and Hammerstein's very famous musical about star-crossed lovers. We will hear from the original production, Mary Martin, as I said, recorded in 1949. She's telling us she's playing Nellie Forbush, the U.S. Navy nurse who's beginning a romance with the rather mysterious French planter on the island, Emile Lebec. She's just beginning to notice how great he is, and we're going to hear her tell us about this in I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy. But we will start with Frances Langford and Easy to Love.
Above, you'd be so worth the are yearning for. And honey, you'd be so swell to keep every little home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me.
Fearless gladly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers in spring. Flatly I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world a famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in the conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. Cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the view.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July.
If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love.
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 Been listening to Frances Langford singing Easy to Love from 1936. Following her, Martha Tilton with the Benny Goodman Quartet, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. And third, Mary Martin from the original Broadway production of South Pacific in 1949, I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy. Today we're listening to love songs. We're looking forward to Saturday, which is Valentine's Day, and we are just enjoying hearing love songs from various performers from Broadway, Hollywood, and from Tin Pan Alley. This is I've Heard That Song Before, and you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we've heard boy meets girl, girl meets boy, and what happens next? Well, the course of true love occasionally has a few bumps, and sometimes our lovers run into problems, and there are quite a few songs pointing out what happens next. Someone maybe hasn't been as attentive as they should have been. Perhaps they haven't been quite as faithful as they should have been. And there are very few things quite as wretched as problems with romance. And quite a range of reactions on the part of the jilty towards the jiltor. We're going to listen to some songs about a few of those reactions now. First of all, from 1931, we're going to hear Bing Crosby express his sadness and his anger with his latest girlfriend, who hasn't treated him very well. He'll be telling us that he's decided to give up on love, and maybe he will. We don't know. It may not last that long. Anyway, from 1931, we'll hear him sing, I'm Through with Love. In 1937, Helen Ward and with the Benny Goodman Orchestra recorded You Turn the Tables on Me, and that's what we'll hear after Bing. This is Helen telling us about how She's maybe taken her boyfriend a little too much for granted, not treated him quite as well as she should, and he's repaid the favor and found someone a little more sympathetic. She's a pretty philosophical about it, though I think she's still a little annoyed at the same time. So that will come next, You Turn the Tables on Me. And then we will hear from Frank Sinatra. He's with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1940, and he's feeling pretty down in the dumps. His girlfriend has not been treating him very well, and he's just telling her and telling us that he's going to find it pretty difficult to smile much about it. So we will hear him tell us that I'll never smile again. That's from 1940. So let's hear from Bing Crosby, I'm Through with Love, from 1931.
I've given you my true love, but you love a new love. What am I supposed to do now with you now you're through? You'll be on your merry way, and there's only this to say. I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one. Because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing it used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with
love. I'd welcome anything from the 5 or 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Is Frank Sinatra with I'll Never Smile Again with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1940. Before him, we heard Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, You Turn the Tables on Me. And first of all, I'm Through with Love by Bing Crosby from 1931. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And today we're listening to love songs. We're looking forward to Valentine's Day, and we're hearing about how popular music has celebrated the tender affection. Well, we've heard boy meets girl, we've heard girl meets boy, and we've seen them through some of the problems that they've had with their romance. But of course, on Hollywood, in Hollywood and on Broadway, in the movies, there's always a happy ending, and in the end, love usually triumphs. There's a few lucky ones that have had trouble-free romances, and they just go on splendidly into the sunset without a care. For those less fortunate who have their problems, well, they get through the tough bits. And in the end, either the star-crossed couple get back together again, more in love than ever, one suspects, or maybe they each find someone else even sweeter than the first one. And we'll hear about that right now with some really nice numbers by some really nice songwriters. Back to Cole Porter from Kiss Me Kate. We will hear a number from that musical, So In Love. And this will be sung by Patricia Morrison from 1948. We'll follow that with the rich honey tones of Nat King Cole. He'll be singing with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra in 1951. A song whose name describes the song itself, Unforgettable. A beautiful rendition of that song by a particularly nice singer. Next we'll hear from Mary Martin. She's singing with Eddie Duchin on the piano and his orchestra from 1938. My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Again, a Cole Porter number, this time from his musical Leave It to Me. And we'll round out this set with Sarah Vaughan with My Funny Valentine from 1954, singing this delightful Rodgers and Hart number. So let's get started with Patricia Morrison and So In Love.
Snowdrops and pansies and rosemary, my wedding bouquet. Oh, he didn't forget.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I, even without you.
Oh, what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Well, treats it so well. He treats it and treats it and then he repeats it. Yes, Daddy, he treats it so well.
Sarah Vaughan with My Funny Valentine. Before that, we heard Mary Martin, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Nat King Cole was before her with Unforgettable. And first of all, Patricia Morrison and So In Love. And these guys bring to almost to an end today's program about love songs, getting us all set for Valentine's Day next Saturday. I would like to thank David for letting me sit in for him again this week. Special note of thanks to Randy, who produced the show for me today. I hope you'll stay with us. Gordon Bennett will be along shortly with the Jazz Band Ball, and after him, Randy will be back with, in transition, 2 hours of great jazz. I do hope you enjoyed these songs as much as I did today. I'd like to thank you for joining me. And I hope you'll join us again next week for more songs from the years before rock and roll. And we're going to go out right now on just one more love song. We'll hear from Lee Wiley, a Cole Porter number, You Do Something to Me.
Something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, something to